Felix in the Underworld by John Mortimer, read by Martin Jarvis. Chapter 1. The voice said, "They told me to get in the motor. I would describe their manner as peremptory. They were hostile, you might say unpleasant. They alleged I had given rise to a whole mountain of paperwork and wasted time they might have spent on ODC, which one of them translated as ordinary decent crime, and laughed unpleasantly. I told them frankly I had little or no idea what they were talking about." Felix Mawson wasn't paying attention. He was staring at a long sheet of paper, hoping to fill it with his neat handwritten words. Writing had never been the difficulty, but stories now came to him as rarely and unexpectedly as sex. The voice from his elaborate sound system was an unnoticed accompaniment, like the distant murmuring of the sea. It continued, "At the station, my request for legal advice and assistance was met with laughter, and a question from the smaller one, who was dressed casual, 'What have you got against kids?' I said I had nothing against kids, at least nothing in particular. Then I was banged up without further ceremony." Then it occurred to Felix that he was no longer listening to Mahler's Des Knaben Wunderhorn. "The police cell was by no means spacious, and a great deal of room in it was taken up by a man wearing a crumpled blue suit and a number of heavy rings. One of them, I noticed, was a sphinx's head, which might have come into use as a knuckle duster. I do not exaggerate when I say that he smelt like a bar parlour on the morning after. I noticed in particular that his hands were not clean, and his fingernails were what my mother used to call in mourning for the cat."